What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Zach and Pat Show. I'm Zach.
Pat.
This is the show about manhood, fatherhood, entrepreneurship, and the mentality it takes to be successful at those things. And we'll probably sprinkle in some helpful real estate advice, too, because that's what Pat can do. You know, guys, life can be tough. You can go through some things and struggle at times. It's the show to let you know that you're not alone. So if you're someone out there going through any of these things, this is the show for you. Shout out to our friends at NeuroGum for keeping us energized and focused. NeuroGum is a chewing gum as well as mints. It's got caffeine, L-theanine, and vitamins B6 and 12. Helps with memory recall and focus. I like to chew it, really all the time. If I'm driving around showing houses, if I'm making some phone calls to my clients, if I've got a big meeting, if I have a workout and I'm just not feeling like I'm mentally there, pop a piece and it'll get me to where I need to be. It's only about 40 milligrams of caffeine per piece, so about half a cup of coffee. So get out there and try some NeuroGum.
And shout out to our dudes over at Captain Beard Co. So they make unbelievable products for beard grooming, body wash, shampoo, conditioner. But they've got this beard butter, beard oil, beard balm. And not to mention, they also make candles. All their stuff smells amazing. And the best thing about it is they're made with all natural ingredients locally here in St. Louis. But yeah, check them out. And if you go to make a purchase, use our promo code Zach and Pat for 10% off your purchase.
And finally, thanks to our friends at Hand Wraps Rolling Papers. Hand Wraps, it's a local company here to St. Louis. He's a jiu-jitsu guy and a friend of ours, and he has the highest quality rolling papers that you can get. They've got hemp and rice rolling papers, a couple different sizes. They come with the little tips for the filters. So if you're a cannabis user and it's legal in your state, get out there and try some Hand Wraps next time you see it. They're in 16 local dispensaries here in St. Louis. Well, guys, before we get started, this is our 100th episode. So thank you guys if you've been following along with us since the beginning. It's been a long road. We're almost a year into this, and we've had a blast doing the show. And it's something Pat and I look forward to every week. And this is our 100th episode. So if you guys could click that subscribe button, that would mean a ton to us. And if you really want to go the extra mile for us, share the show with someone who you think would like it. So I think we've got a nice little kind of recap show planned out here. Pat and I went through and picked out, I wouldn't even say it was like our top 10 like favorite episodes. It might have just been like the 10 episodes that I think we really learned something. So this is 10 episodes, 10 lessons from 100 episodes. So this has been a ride.
Yes, it has.
Like, pretty
from
cool.
from a text on a Saturday to, hey, do you want to do a podcast? Fuck yeah. Here we are.
Here we are. We'll see you later.
Yeah, man, this is awesome. I love it. Like you said, I mean, we look forward to it every week. We've had some amazing, amazing guests. Every single one that we've had on has been unique in their own way. And I think that's what's so great about this is that we get to have conversations. Like, for example, we did it the ones that we recorded the other day with our guests. I mean, we talked about that in two completely different people. Two completely different people. And
but that was nice doing those back. Yeah. As I was telling Gina, I was like, man, it was nice to have like two very different conversations back to back. We had a stand-up comedian on and then a real estate investor. So yeah. Talking about jokes and the pitfalls, right, and the process of writing comedy,
right,
and then getting into that, and then just talking about a guy who's
the analytics of buying
it. Yes. Yeah. So it's just like just very diverse, but yeah. But super, it's just fun. It always keeps us on our toes, and this is exactly what I wanted for the show. Obviously we are, we're real estate guys. That's what, right, we do all day, every day.
Yep.
But
it's nice to get away from
it. To get away from it, and yeah, it's, but it's also like nice to talk about it, because right, obviously you and I know, we're pretty knowledgeable on it. But it's just fun because we just want to bring in all these different kinds of people and just have great conversations. That's really,
absolutely,
what this is all about.
Yeah. 3 hours of our day where this is silence, not blowing us up, keeping us, having actually, and that's why we like doing it in person. We don't have anything where people are coming like Zoom and stuff like that, because in person, I don't think there's anything better than in person conversation.
No, I agree.
And I think more of it needs to happen, not just like with the show, but like outside people just sit down and have conversations with somebody.
Yeah. 100%.
It's amazing what you can learn from somebody.
Just put the phone down.
Yeah. Put it down and don't be distracted and be present. And I think that's the biggest thing that I've learned from the show so far, and I'm looking forward to the next 100.
Yeah, 100%. We're not going anywhere. Nope. So you know, Pat and I, you know, like I said, we picked out 10 episodes, and then he took 5, I took 5, and, you know, we're going to kind of just pick out, you know, pieces of it and chat about it and kind of see what we learned from these guys. So, do you want to start? Or do you want
to... Oh, sure. I'll go ahead. The first one, for me was Matt Joe.
Okay. Such a good episode.
Incredible. His story, everything that he's been through to where he's at now, just his strength in belief system, with his religion, his family, all of those things. But I think the biggest thing was, like, don't let your past define you. I mean, that was probably the biggest thing that I've learned from him, because everybody's got a past. Could be good, could be great, could be bad. But he, you know, he told his story where he got arrested and spent seven years in prison, max security prison at that. Yes. And, you know, a lot of people could have let that define them. Yes. And he came out stronger and better. And now look at him.
You look at him now.
It's incredible.
I'm literally going to be with him in 2 hours or 3 hours from now. Like, he's one of the strongest, like, he's changed. I mean, you can totally tell that he's just, like, totally, like, reinvented himself. And, you know, and in prison, it sounds like, you know, he really found God. And it, like, that seems like that's, like, been the biggest influence on him.
For sure. Absolutely.
Like, and I don't think he probably, you know, who knows if he would have gotten there if he didn't.
Right. I mean, all you got to do is just go to his social media pages, and you're going to see, one, not just the incredible work that he produces. Like, yes. It's insane.
Oh, I'm so excited for the videos we're making.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. He, I mean, incredible production skills and making social media content, things like that. But his family, Erica, Jeremiah, and reconnecting with his brother and all of those things, like, it's, he's one of my favorite people for sure. It's hard not to be a better person around him.
Yes.
Just because of who he is. Yes. So
he's like one of those guys that's just going to bring out the best in you. And it's really, yeah, not letting your past define yourself.
Because
if you sat there, you know, if you told, like, if you went and said, you know, talked about him and like his past and all the things he's done, it, like, in the past, you know, before he went into prison, like, the year, you know, how he grew up, how him and Mark grew up, you know, with in and out of foster system or foster care and addicted to drugs and running around with bad people and addicted to drugs and selling drugs. And then, you know, and then ultimately, you know, getting arrested and spending that amount of time, you would be like, oh, this is a guy I don't want to be around. But then you get around and you'd have no idea that was his past. It's like, any person that, you know, you get around and you're like, you spent 7 years in prison. Like, you would never guess it by talking.
Well, he talked about it on the show too. He's like, you could either go in and actually get better, but the majority of people go in and get worse.
Right.
They get better at the skills that they were already
going in there, and you're surrounded, you know, go in there as a criminal surrounded by criminals. Right. So,
And think about that. Cause we always talk about you are the 5 people you're surrounded yourself with. So, like, it's crazy to think, like, being that strong willed to not let the people around you influence you into something worse, to come out and be what he is today, is incredible. So,
couldn't agree more. He's just such a great guy. So, you know, if you're out there, you know, give Matt a follow on Instagram. I think it's like Matt_Joe on Instagram, and then his company is Posted Social, which, you know, makes the best social media content in. I mean, it's got to be up there nationally because it's so good. But I mean, definitely the best here in St. Louis.
Absolutely. If you're local to St. Louis and you're needing a content creator, or somebody to come out and shoots for you, I mean, I don't know anybody better than Matt.
I don't
Posted Social. I mean, hell, he's the one that bought Murph and worked with Murph. I mean,
Matt Murph will be the first one to tell you he was like a mentor. So
it's a bummer that Murph can't be here for this one right now.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
Yeah,
bummer. Yeah,
is what it is. Next one. So
who you got?
Adam Marburger.
Oh boy.
Yeah, dude. That was such a good episode.
Yeah.
What a fucking guy.
Yeah.
You know,
just, like, insane.
Black belt in jiu-jitsu. He owns, like, several different businesses. You know, he's got his insurance, his auto insurance company. He's got the dental insurance company. He's got his martial arts school. He's got a ton of real estate and, you know, has a
public
speaking. I mean, just what an incredible human being. And I mean, he's a great follow on Instagram, on social media too. He's a lot more active on Facebook than he is on Instagram. Man, he's just such a great guy. And you know, I kind of went through and I picked out, you know, a couple things that he said and parts that, you know, really stuck out to me when I re-listened to the episode. And you know, just said like, he's, you know, this is the part that I think I got out of. He's like, I don't work. I love everything that I do, and it doesn't feel like work. As long as I can keep doing what I'm doing, I'm winning.
That's awesome.
You know, he just wants to, you know, control his time. Not, you know, he's not, but then this is the part that I was like, well, okay, that's, I think I feel a little bit of that too. But he's talked about how he doesn't, because it could be a bad thing, could not be a bad thing, but he's like, I just have very little sense of accomplishment. You know, he's like, the second I get something, I'm like, okay, what's next? And I think that's like a trait of very successful people.
Right.
And, you know, and just never being satisfied, always looking for, you know, the next thing. It's like, you're only as good as, you know, your last fight or whatever right. it is. You're only as good as the last game you won. You're only as good as your last deal. And so you got to always be searching for, you know, what's next and keep, you know, climbing that mountain, because, you know, the top is, it's, you know, it's like a glass ceiling, you know, kind of like you just want to keep climbing. Like you're never going to touch that ceiling. You're going to keep going, and maybe glass ceiling.
Flat.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a never, like maybe like a Stairmaster that just like never ends, you know, ends. Yeah. I don't
constantly
know.
Constantly going.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, super motivational. Like, I mean, just the energy that he carries himself with, positivity that he has. I mean, it's awesome. I think one thing was real big on was showing gratitude.
Yes.
Like, he was real big about like praising the people that he works with and the people that work for him. And I think that's incredible, just to be able to continually promote and create the culture that you want for the businesses that you have. And obviously it shows just by all the success that he's had. So yeah.
What an incredible. So
absolutely. Yeah,
get out there and follow Adam Marburger, Alton Family Martial Arts over in Alton, Illinois. Ascent Dealer Services. And then I can't remember what the dental, but he's just such a good guy.
He'll kick your ass. So
yeah, he's careful. Beat my ass before.
Be careful. All right. Next for me, was good old Louis.
Oh, dude. Another incredible
Our
French friend, man, what an incredible story.
It's insane.
I can't wait for that documentary.
I know, I'm pumped. And that'd be awesome if Netflix picked it up. Hey, Netflix,
yeah,
pick up this fucking story. You did Iron Cowboy. Here's another cool one.
Yeah, this this is right up there. It's so cool because it's so different, you know?
Right.
It's like Forrest Gump, but
right.
on rollerblades.
Absolutely.
Forrest Gump on wheels.
That's the thing is, like, I mean, he skated from Venice Beach to Times Square in 40 something days. And I mean, just, and then doing it for the disease that he has, and that it's a rare blood disease, which I guess you're based on medicine that you can take that, again, be careful what you take.
Yes.
Because it can be triggered by any medicine that's given to you here in the States. Really anywhere in the world, but it's very common here in the States. We're basically
so heavy on pharmaceuticals,
right? Where it makes your body burn from the inside out. And he was covered with burns throughout his body. What do you say? Like 90% of his body, I think it was. And we're covered in like second degree burns or something like that at the age of 6. I mean, using that strength and everything from such a young age. Like knowing that he's going to be okay and using that as motivation. But the biggest thing, I mean, taking it as a whole, listening to the episode as a whole, it really just like his mental toughness and being like, you can literally do anything you put your mind to, because he was saying, he's like, I just rollerbladed a class.
Yeah.
Like that was the thing was like, I picture in my mind, like the Mighty Ducks,
yeah,
you know, them skating everywhere.
And, me too.
Yeah. And so, but yeah, he got this idea and he just kept pushing. Once you're fixated on something, push and push and push. And finally he was able to, put together the team that he needed to do this, and he fucking,
yeah.
And, I mean, that's the resolve, the mental toughness, the strength that it takes to push through something like that. I mean, just an incredible person.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very special human. Sure. All right. Next one. Evan Elder.
Oh.
Such a good episode. Yeah. What a fun. Like, I mean, this one, when I was listening to it, it was like hard to like pick out, you know.
There's
so many like great things that he said that I'm like, good. So good. And like, I mean, he's just right now, I mean, he's on the cusp of really becoming, you know, he's like, you know, just getting started in the UFC, but man, I think he's going to be top of that lightweight division in the next 2 years. I mark my words. I think Evan will be top five in the lightweight division in the next 2 years. I would almost guarantee it. He's just so with his work ethic and just how good he is and what a good human being.
Yeah. Like, and the discipline.
Yes.
I mean,
he's
a
definition of discipline.
Yeah, you follow him on social media, and it is to a T. Same thing every single day. Every day he's doing the same thing, and he's got that one goal.
Yeah, to get that belt wrapped around his waist, man. And I think he's just an inspirational human being. He's one of those guys, you know, like when I first went around, you know, he's just like one of those guys that just like stuck out. You know, like even when I just joined Finney's, you know, brand new, didn't know anything yet. He was just like one of those guys that you could just tell, like even in the locker, he was just like always the, you know, the fun guy in the locker room and he's just like the guy that everybody likes. And he's just such a like happy, positive, like just happy guy, you know, and he's just a pleasure to be around.
Yeah, I think every word that came out of his mouth was positive, inspirational.
Yeah.
I've
never heard him say anything negative ever.
Right.
Like he's just such a good guy. And you know, this is one part of the episode that I was, that's fucking, like, that's just a great mentality to have, literally about anything. But he was like, I've just realized I've learned enough to know that I don't know. There's so much to learn and push myself and always be pursuing a way to get better. And I mean, I think we kind of already hit that nail on the head there. He's just someone who's going to be always looking for the next best thing and always pushing himself to become better, to become that best version of himself. And, you know, you're never an expert at anything. There's always more to learn. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you have 15 degrees and you're a doctor and this, like, there's always going to be something out there that you don't. And there's always opportunity to improve. So I think just being more, like, open to realizing that you don't know anything is just huge, like that white belt mentality,
right,
of, like, hey, man, I don't know anything. Always going to be better. Like, you know, they even say, like, in jiu-jitsu, like, get your black belt, like, that's when it starts. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, that's when the journey starts, you know. But it's just like, it's like one of those kind of corny sayings, but it's true, I think, because, like, dude, I'm speaking on my own experience, like, I'm 6 years into training, and dude, I am the first, you know, I have had my successes, I've won some matches, I have my days in the gym where I do well. There's some days where I definitely don't do well, but there's so much shit that I do not know. Mm-hmm. Like, I will never get that whole sport. And there's always more. There's always going to be another guard, another submission that I can work on. There's always another takedown that I suck at. Oh, I can't do it on this side. I can do it on this side. So I got to get better at that bad side. And just being, having that mentality of, like, you know, I don't know shit. I always need to be. So
that was a good episode. I really enjoyed having it.
I love listening.
Yeah. All right. Miss Ashley Pollard.
Oh.
All right. So, you know, having known Ashley for years, going all the way back to freshman year of college, it was awesome to have her on. You know, super successful, very driven, very, and just entrepreneurial to a T. Like, her face should be next to the word entrepreneur in the dictionary. Incredible the things that she's been able to do with her businesses and build her brand. But the biggest thing for her is living a life that you want requires taking big, bold chances.
Yeah.
Now, that's kind of what I took from it. And it just goes back to some of the stories that she was telling us about how, for her first job in New York, where she faked that she already had the job.
Yeah.
And that she was late to get the person to let her in, and then caught the person doing the hiring. It's like, oh yeah, how'd you get up here? Well, I told them that I work for you. And today's my first day. He goes, well, you're right. Today's your first day. So that's like, awesome. Like, that's cool. Or like at the Churchill Downs, where she ran into that guy where she was trying to find the buyer for this company. And she just walked up behind him. She stalked him and all that and figured out where he was going to be and
faked
a phone call. Like, it was awesome. Like, you know, she's a risk taker and she sticks to her beliefs and values and, you know, and that's rare. And whether you believe in some of the things that she promotes or not, she is authentically herself. And, I think that's the biggest thing you can learn from her is be your authentic self and take those chances and the life that follows with it is going to be great.
Yeah.
And it's going to make you, and you're going to be happy. And, you know, I love Ashley and I'm happy to see all the success that she's had, especially from where her and I came from at Missouri State. You know, she was someone that I was never worried about having success because she was always like that. She was never afraid to take those chances even back then. Not surprised that she did the shit that she did to get to where she's at today and take those chances. So that's the biggest thing I've learned.
So she's just a strong, what a badass chick.
Yeah.
You know, she's really, really, and just the amount of shit that she's done and how she was able to, like you said, just not taking no for an answer and just like finding a way,
making it happen.
You know, there's not a door there. Well, I'm going to fucking make one, you know, like she's like, that's her mentality. Yeah. And I think it's so cool. It's like, I'm figuring out my way in and whether you like it or not, I'm here.
Absolutely.
And, she's awesome.
Yeah.
What a great episode.
Yep.
Next one. Oh, Tony Andonoff. That was a fun one.
That was fun.
Yeah, Tony. Yeah, that was funny how that one kind of came about. We had like a last minute cancellation. We had a guest planned on the schedule and couldn't make it. And so we kind of had to call someone last minute and I had Tony on my list and I was like, I know he lives kind of close. I was like, we should give him a call. And, he came here on like an hour's notice and, man, that just ended up being such a great episode. I've known him for, really, I guess it would probably be like 2016. Tony probably for the first time. And him and I know each other through First Form and through like supplement superstores and all those people and we used to go to all the events together and he just got to know him. He's just such a great positive person. He's really really come into his own. You know, he's created his coaching business, which is like something even when I met him, I could have totally like I was surprised that well not surprised but like I could I was I could have always seen him doing it. Let's just say that he has a fitness coach, he's a health and diet coach and, gets people ready for bodybuilding shows. It's like lifestyle. And he's just such a great, great. And, I love him. Just a positive, great person to be. Like, he's just like one of those guys when you're around him, he brings you.
Absolutely. Kind of like Matt.
And, every time I'm around, he really, always brings me up. But there's one point in the episode where he talked about, he's like how, in our culture, it's like, don't sleep, don't rest, just go. And he's like, man, that couldn't be more,
further from
the truth, man. We need our sleep and our rest. And, me personally, like that's something I need to work on. And I've talked about it before and I just really need to prioritize sleep because he talked a lot about prioritizing sleep and recovery. And that's just something that I don't think a lot of like really, type A, like successful, like driven people are, have a hard time doing that. And I fall into that category where I last night, for instance, I was up very late. I had ended up running. I got 3 listings hit the market this week. Couldn't get everything I needed done during the day. So after I got the boys down at 8:30, 9 o'clock, I left the house. I didn't get back here till almost midnight. And, then I got to get up at 5 and it's like, I got home and I didn't go to sleep right away. You know, right. I still had to eat my last meal to get my, because I'm eating an absurd amount of food right now. Thanks, Bree. And so I got home and I'm like, fuck, I still got 800 calories. Oh, yeah.
It's always fun.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, well, so I had to fix me a hand wraps for some, some performance enhancing supplements to get all that food down. Thank you, hand wraps. And, that is one thing about eating all this food that I've had to, cause that's the one thing. Like if I don't plan my day right, if I get too busy and I just like, I'll forget to eat, mm-hmm. I'll get home and I'll like look at my pull up the app. Shit. Like it was the other night I had like, it was like 8 o'clock and I still had like 1,900 calories. Yeah, she's got me at like a little over 3,000 a day, right? And trying to beef up,
there
baby.
You go.
You know, it's bulking season. So yeah, I have this. I talked to Bree about my goal right now to get to. So, we do the in-body scans. And my last one, I weighed 172 pounds at 14% body. Told her, I was like, by the springtime, I would like to be 175, but at single-digit body. So, like, even 9.9, I'll call it a win. But I want to weigh 175. So, like, obviously, I got to gain a lot of muscle to get there. And then lose the fat, kind of. So, it's like I got to bulk and then do, like, a cut. So probably she's like, you'll probably have to get up to like mid 180s probably, and start cutting your calories back and diet down 75, like really what you want to do. So yeah, I was like, I've never had single digit body fat, so like that would be, it's kind of like just a milestone, a cool goal to get to. Obviously, right now it's fun just because I get to eat so much and like lift heavy and have fun with that. But then when comes time to start, shedding the LBs off, right, that's gonna suck. But it's nothing I'm not familiar with. So, but anyway, sorry, got off on a tangent there. But yeah, Tony, prioritizing sleep and just focusing on trying to get a great 8 to 9 hours a night and making that a priority. That's something that that I'm personally I suck at. So
yeah,
that's something I need to work on, and it's definitely something I'm gonna really start prioritizing, especially coming into this new year.
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest things I got from him was, you're never too old. I mean, not saying that Tony's old, but you're never too old to start something.
His early 50s, I think.
Yeah.
He's fucking incredible shape. Like when I'm 50, I hope I look
right.
He's jacked.
Yeah. And the fact that, what is he, about a year and a half in, 2 years into this new thing that he's doing.
Business. Yeah. And it's so cool that he just finally was like, fuck it, I'm fed up with doing what I'm doing. And this is what I'm passionate about. I'm just going to fucking take the leap.
Right.
And just like Ashley, just like Matt, all these guys, they're just guys and girls. They're like, they're stepping up and they're just doing the thing that they want to do. And they don't care what anybody has to say about it. Cause that's one thing that, I was talking to someone recently, and she was, she's recently just kind of like quit her job. Starting a business, and she's like, well, what did you have to say? Like, parents, did your parents have any, like, anything to say? Like, do they, because I think she's getting some feedback from some people, like some family and stuff. And it's like, what are you doing? And it's like, you've only got one life. Mm-hmm. You got it. If it's not something you want to be doing, I can't stress it to you enough. It's like, you need to figure out something that you're at least happy doing. Like if you hate your job, like I can't imagine miserable. I've been there. I've been in jobs that I hate. And I just remember that feeling of every day, even it was always like the night before, and especially on the night before, it was usually like a Sunday night. I have 5 more days till I have to go into that place. I have 5 days. I have to wake up and get there at 7 in the morning, be there till 4 in the afternoon. To be there for 9 hours tomorrow, and have to do that for 5 days, and I just remember thinking, just like sucks. And but when I finally took the leap and got in and did my own thing, I'm just so much happier and passionate about what I do now. And like, it shit that I do just doesn't feel like work.
Yeah.
And yeah. But next one.
All right, Mike Kenna. So yeah, met Mike. Neighbor, former NHL goalie, announcer, all of those things. But basically, I mean, the biggest thing is just to see him, the excitement that he has around this new venture, Macadoodles, that he's doing, which finally opened in Darting Prairie. So, if you're looking for a really awesome, place to buy alcohol, check out Macadoodles in Darting Prairie. But yeah, He jumps all in with everything that he does. And, that's the thing. My takeaway was, when you find something that lights a fire in you, go all in. And that's essentially what he's done. And he's been successful, obviously. everything that he's got. Making it to the NHL as a goalie.
Yeah.
Very tough, you know. Making it to that level for any sport is very tough. And then becoming an announcer, being great at it, to now this and this opportunity. He is just all in. I mean, I don't think there has been a day that I haven't seen him where he doesn't have something that says McAdoo's on.
Yeah.
I feel like that's his entire wardrobe. And that's, which is awesome. Yeah. I mean, he does such a good job, and it's awesome to see him transition out of the sports world into business world.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you don't, you see a lot of people that don't, that can't do that. But he is incredibly smart, incredibly smart. And another very positive person. And just, yeah, just what I got, you know, go on. If you find something that you know, which is the basically the theme that we've been coming across. You know,
much, yeah. Don't be afraid to take that jump. Yeah. Because otherwise, you don't jump. No one's ever going to come over and push you off.
No.
You got to jump.
Yeah. And, I mean, he's not giving up on some of his dreams. I mean, he's still, you know, he's not doing as much broadcasting as he used to, but I know that he's not afraid to jump in on something if he gets asked. But I mean, it's awesome to see him and what his goals are with this new store and future stores and things like that. So yeah, it's just awesome.
Yeah, he's always awesome. And there's just so many parallels with sports and with like sports and business. And, you know, he was a great example of that. Someone who had a successful career in the highest level of his sport, and then, you know, taking those skills and, you know, he developed there, and then, going into the business world. And he's just a great, great guy. That was I had not met him before, and that was a great guy. I really enjoyed Mike and getting to know him and learning more about it. And definitely need to go out there and you know, see the McAdoodles location next time out that way. I'm definitely gonna stop it. And so shout out to Mike. Great, great episode. Next one, Nick Baldwin. That was, and what a fun episode that was. That was like one of our early ones. I think that was like episode like 12 or something. It was pretty early on, I think. And, you know, that was a conversation. I mean, it's our most watched episode on YouTube, if I'm not mistaken. And he's just, that conversation was just, went in so many different directions, but it was so fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were talking about, you know, his career and flipping houses and rehabbing houses, and then, you know, got into jiu-jitsu, and his brother who, you know, who passed away, and then, you know,
the car accident
that he was in, and then, you know, and then him getting into jiu-jitsu, and then, you know, becoming a big proponent of psychedelics, and kind of how that, you know, several ayahuasca experiences have changed his life. And, you know, that's kind of one thing I really took away from the episode was, you know, don't be afraid to try something and get out there, whether, you know, even if it's an unconventional, I'm not saying everybody needs to go out there and you know, do psychedelics and go sit with ayahuasca. But, you know, what I am saying is like, if it's something that's unconventional and something you're not, you know, you're not well versed in, don't write it off. Like
no.
It could work for you. No, I don't know. If it's not something that, you know, if something scares you, most things scare you. It's okay to be scared of things sometimes, you know, like I can't tell you how many things I've been scared of that, you know, when I finally ended up doing it, I was really glad that I did it. I mean, even as simple as like making a phone call that you don't want to make. Like there's so many times where I got to, you know, make a call that I'm dreading it. But then the second I make that call and it's over, feels like fucking 20-pound weight dropped off. Like, oh, I feel so much better. So I, you know, get out there and really, you know, don't be afraid to try something new. And even if it is something that's unconventional, you know, it might work for you. You know, if it's something you're struggling with, you know, reach out to him. He can, he's very, very knowledgeable in the world of psychedelics and what some of that stuff can do for you. It's definitely something I've thought about doing in the future, just to experience it, see what it's all about. So, yeah, it was a good episode.
It was. And, I mean, just his uniqueness to the flips and stuff that he does, like, is incredible. If you're ever in Herman, check out the Herman Motel.
Yep.
He completely gutted and rehabbed that thing, and it is gorgeous. And, you know, just I think that And then, I mean, just look at the flips and stuff that he does here. And then the idea that he presented to us that he's working on. Yeah. Like, I really hope that comes through. I think that would be so cool. But yeah, I mean, just an incredible person. Just again, story, everything where he came through from, what he went through to where he's at today, is his perseverance and determination. Great person, great conversation. Yeah, that was all over the place. That was a fun podcast. That was a fun episode.
I'd love to get him back on.
Yeah, for sure.
He's like one of those guys that I talked to him, you know, a couple of weeks. Yeah. Him and I are still pursuing some deals together. Him and I've done 3 together this year, and it's been great. We've had something, so we're always looking for more of these wholetails, and those have been some of the easiest and most profitable deals I've ever done. And it's just fun to work with him. He's just so like going, and he's just so knowledgeable too. You know, he always makes you feel comfortable about something, even when, you know, well, okay, I trust you, you know. Like, yeah. All right, if you say so, let's do it, Nick, you know. And he's just such a good guy.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Juan and Nico.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Man.
Yeah, that was another one that was, I think, last minute.
Last minute thing. I forgot who we were supposed to have on, but we're like, fuck.
Yeah, we canceled. Find somebody.
And holy cow. What? I mean, just, I mean, again, the theme, positivity. I mean, these guys just oozed positivity. I mean, it was awesome. And at such a young age.
How old?
22.
Yeah.
23. And both entrepreneurs starting businesses. And yeah, I mean, that was the thing, was like, they gave me hope for the younger generation, that I hope there's more like them, because that was, you know, you always hear that from the generation. People say, I'm worried about the millennials, and, you know, we're saying that about them. But yeah, I mean, these two guys, I mean, incredible. I mean, and the thing, like I said, the takeaway, the power of being positive and spreading positivity is what their ultimate goal is. And you can see it by their brands and things that they're doing and producing, coming up with. And you know, I just think that they're both going to have a lot of success growing up, or coming as they continue to grow and get older. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to continue to following them along and seeing what they do. And, but yeah, just, they're two awesome individuals, and just a great conversation, and with how articulate and wise they were at such a young age. It's incredible.
Like, they just, yeah. And they just being able to create what they've created with their business. And I was just two great people. I was not, you know, I had no idea what we were walking into with that one at all. You know, you and I did not know them. That was like a total, Murph was like, hey, I just recorded an episode with them like yesterday. Yeah. They were great. Like, maybe they'll come on. Like, called them and they came on.
Hell yeah.
It was great.
Just so excited about life. Yes. And just to have that enthusiasm. And I hope that carries with them as they get older. And I know that they've both spoke to some of the, you know, setbacks that they have, but they're still maintaining that positivity and enthusiasm to continue to push forward. I mean, just very excited to see how things work out, where things go. Love to get them back on.
Yeah.
And see how things are going for them, where they're at today, and what their goals are, and see if they still have that same positivity that they had when they showed up. It was awesome.
Couldn't agree more. All right. So I think this is our last. This is number 10. So Ryan DePriest.
Oh, wow.
Dude, you know, we've had so many episodes, and it's hard to pick a favorite. Man, this one has got to be. He, you know, knowing Ryan, you know, since high school, you know, I wouldn't say him and I were like close friends by any means, but, you know, one of those guys, you know, when he's around, I always talk to him. And, but man, just kind of seeing his transformation and his like journey from, you know, getting into, you know, the personal development type stuff, and, you know, getting into like David Goggins and you know, running and changing, you know, just kind of changing his life, it seems. And then, you know, him to just decide to just fuck it. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go hike the entire Appalachian Trail. I'm going to spend 5 months in the woods walking on this trail, you know, and his, really, the one thing I think I got out from it most is like finding a purpose and like and being driven by that purpose. And, you know, with his, you know, his purpose was to, you know, it was a tribute to his brother, and in making that trip, you know, all about spreading his brother's ashes and becoming, and kind of finding himself in that trip. It was just such an inspirational story. And the fact that he did it with like no training, you know, just kind of just like, fuck it, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't really know what I'm doing here, but I'm going to get out there and just start walking.
Yeah.
You know, I think he said he did like a couple like weekend trips before this and then just went and
did
spent
it.
5 months in the woods
yeah.
or 5.5 months in the woods. And he just did it. What a strong, like, inspirational human. That was one that, you know, we just kind of got out of, I saw that he had just got back into town from that because he made the post originally on Instagram. I saw that. And, you know, I think he posted a couple times throughout the trip. But, and then once he got back, I saw the picture of him on the summit of Katata. And I was like, oh shit, damn, he did it. He did it, you know, and then texted him and found or messaged him on Instagram and found out he was going to be back in St. Louis. I was like, dude, we got to get him on. Like, meet. I want to hear. Like, he was still limping. You know, like he's like, I don't know, he's like a hiker's leg or something. Yeah. He called it. You know, he's like, I don't know. Like, I think my body's freaking out because I'm not walking anymore. Right. You know, I've spent the last 2 days just like sitting around. And and what a good episode.
Yeah,
I wanted so many good stories and like, just what I took away from it was like, man, just figuring out a way to, much like our other guys that we've talked about, like making your own way, like figuring out if this is what you want to do, just go and fucking do it.
Yeah.
You don't need permission. You don't need, there's no one there who's going to hold your hand and tell you that you need to do this. You need to get out there and put your big boy pants on and fucking start walking.
Take your chance.
Yeah. Good episode.
We had a lot of, I mean, not to say we haven't learned something from everybody on our show. I mean, shit, we could have chose 10 other episodes.
Dude, it was really hard for us to even pick the 10.
Yeah.
Like, you and I like went back and forth about it and we're like, oh, what about him? What about him? What about her?
Right.
And like, we had so many good ones and it was hard to just pick 10.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and I'm glad, you know, every single person we talked about today, you know, definitely deserves to be there. But there were several others. We could have done a top like 20 easily.
Yeah.
Easily. And I mean, even that would have been hard, you know,
right.
Because there's so many good ones.
Right.
I've enjoyed, I mean, pretty much every conversation has been amazing. I've loved every single one of our guests for the most part. I mean, there's a couple that weren't, I'm not even going to say that because I think every single person we've had on.
Yeah.
And
they're all, like I said, all the conversations are in their way. But I think the one thing that we've discussed when we were talking about this show and getting it set up was that, you know, there's so much negativity out there in the world, but we want to do something positive. And the major theme of all of the people that we discussed and all the people that we've had on have been, they've been very positive. And they all have this mentality about them that just is what we want to be surrounded with and who we want to talk to and what we want to put, what as a podcast want out there. And so, I want to thank all the people that have come on. I want to thank all of our future guests as well. And I'm just excited to see who we have coming on in the future, where we go with this. And fuck, dude, 100 episodes.
100 episodes in, man.
I mean, now everybody.
We're just getting started,
right?
Too,
and you know? Like everybody, you know, I had, when we started the 20 episode thing, like I didn't even know that was a thing. And I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck, 20 episodes. Yeah,
we'll get there in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we're no problem. And then, you know, 100 episodes, here we are. And even still, it just feels like, I mean, like I said, doesn't feel like we're working. We just show up and have a conversation. We just talk. We have an idea of what we want to talk about and we do some research on it and we show up and we talk. You know, Murph has the hard part. Thank you, Murph, for all of the work that you've done on this.
Yes.
Like, we wouldn't
couldn't
be able
do this without you.
Absolutely. And even though you're not here and we're still mad at you for leaving us, but, you know, just kidding. We love you, buddy. And we're happy that you're doing the things that you're doing and following. You're taking, again, and we talked about taking that leap and jumping all in you want to do, but still being there for us. We appreciate that. And yeah, man, I love it. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what we've got coming up.
We've got guests lined up for, you know, at least another month.
Yep.
We're booked out like a month and a half right now. And I've got so many people. There's so many people that I still want to have on. That was one thing that I was kind of worried about in the beginning was like, oh man, you know, because I like wrote a list on my phone of like people that I know that would be good guests,
right.
But like I've had recently so many people like recommend people, which is like great, you know, like okay, like I look into the guy, I'm like, oh yeah, he'd be a great guest, I'd love to hear what he has to say,
right.
You know, he does something unique, this guy, oh, like the guy Chris talked about yesterday, I'd love to get him on, you know, like all these people, it's just there's just so many different aspects and there's so many great people here locally in St. Louis that, you know, that we know or that we don't even know yet.
Yeah.
And you know, we're just going to keep trying to grow this thing and not going anywhere.
Right.
This is we're having a blast, and I, like you said, I look forward to sitting down every single time.
So, yeah.
You know, huge thanks to everybody out there that's paid attention to the show. If you've you've been on, if you haven't been on, if you've shared the show, if you've ever sent the show to any friends that, you know, think that they would get something out of it, you know, that means the world to us. And I just want to thank everybody. You know, we're 100 in, and we'll you know, let you know after we do another 100.
Yeah.
We'll probably do another one like this. Yeah. So, you know, thank you guys for tuning in, and make sure you hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. Click that like button, comment what you thought below. We will see you next time.